This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal.
We detour now to matters economic and linguistic. The Federal Reserve released the minutes of its most recent meeting today, the one at the end of January, at which Chair Jay Powell and his colleagues made it pretty clear they were willing to stop raising interest rates for a while, given some signs the economy might be slowing. That was a big change for the Fed, and we wanted to make sure we were reading the central bank's signals the right way, so we reached out to a professional for some help. Jessica Rett teaches linguistics at UCLA. Welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
So I'm going to read you a couple of things here, and then I need you to tell me what you, as a person who studies this stuff, what you think the Federal Reserve means, okay?
Sounds good.
All right. So at their meeting in December, and we're talking about this again because the meetings came out today from the January meeting, the most recent meeting. But back in December, the Federal Reserve said this about economic activity in this country. It said economic activity has been rising at a strong rate. Okay. Rising at a strong rate. And then in their meeting in January, they said economic activity has been rising at a solid rate. Can you help me understand what Jay Powell and the gang at the Fed are trying to do here?
So that sounds to me like a slight weakening. Strong is a positive evaluative adjective, so it suggests that we've got a positive judgment about what's happening. So if I have a student in a course and I say their progression is strong, then it suggests I feel positively towards that progression. On the other hand, solid progression, it's not necessarily a positive one. It could be something I'm not particularly happy about, but at least minimally, it's consistent. So the two adjectives focus on different components of the rise.
Yeah, and you could make the case that the Fed maybe is not so happy with the way things are going right now, hence the solid. Let me try another one on you here. Again, from the December statement, it was talking about interest rate increases this time. And the Fed said the committee judges that some further gradual increases in interest rates are going to be necessary. That was December. And now this past month in January, they said the committee will be patient as it determines what interest rates ought to be. Decipher that for me.
So that seems like some more subtle weakening in three respects. So the first one is a statement of the fact that they want some increases. But there's three sort of hedging or weakening components of the updated version. They're going to be patient as they determine what future adjustments to the target range may be appropriate. It says we're sort of not going to come down in a position of whether or not there's going to be a change and whether it'll be a increase or a decrease. When you put all of these things together, it sort of amounts to the difference between the sentence, I know how much coffee Kai wants, which is a sort of straightforward declaration of what the facts on the ground are, yeah, versus I wonder whether Kai might want coffee, which is significantly more hedged and less informative. Man. So they know what they're doing over there.
Yeah, well, okay. So first of all, Kai definitely wants coffee. But second of all, I mean, they must spend an excruciating amount of time on this wordplay, and I don't mean that, you know, in a pejorative sense, but clearly they're very intentional about literally the words.
Yeah, I'm actually a little impressed with the minutes. It seems as though they know what they want to do and they know how to do it very subtly, which is more than I can say for a lot of us.
Well, yes. Do you think actually, and this is a little bit sideways, and I don't know how closely you follow the business press, but do you think we spend too much time trying to do the Kremlinology of what the Fed is talking about?
Oh, goodness. Well, what else would we do with our time? I think reading tea leaves is fun, and they've given us a lot to work with here. So it sounds like a useful exercise to me.
Jessica Rett is an associate professor of linguistics at UCLA. Thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate it.
My pleasure. Great to be here.